This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio on a Friday afternoon. Yes, we are still celebrating Legompo Friday. I go by the name of King Bashar with the Winter Stock himself. I did mention that we're back with another edition of the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience with our resident motoring journalist, Pashirwin Naidu. And this week, he's been putting, you know, the refreshed 2025 Hyundai Tucson through its paces after we chat about the stunning steeds of the week. We shall shift gears to cover motoring and news from Ford's latest recall on their range of Buckies, you know, to the entry of a new Chinese electric vehicle manufacturer called iCar. As always, we wrap things up with Pashirwin's motoring tip and not forgetting his hot gem of the week. Always so exciting to hear Pashirwin's hot gem. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Pashirwin. Happy new month. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kibasha. Happy new month to you and the listeners out there.
Are you well? Are you well? Thank you so much for taking your time to come back and have this conversation with us. Always appreciated.
I'm always blessed, and it's always a pleasure to be here right now and chatting with you.
Most definitely, Pashirwin. Let's get straight into it, right? So the new Hyundai Tucson, what are your thoughts on the updated design?
So I thought it was like reconnecting with an old friend. I tested the 2023 inline all-wheel drive previously in 2023. So hopping into the mid-spec 2-liter D-Executive this time felt familiar, but also fresh. The 2025 facelift brings a noticeable change, specifically in the front end, sportier front bumper, redesigned rear skid plates, sharper LED headlights, and a new alloy wheel design. It's not a radical redesign, but it's definitely sharpens the Tucson's presence altogether, confident, more poised than ever before. And it's a car that once you get into you and you spend more time with it, it just grows and as you go with the kilometers, and they go by quite quickly.
All right. Now, I mean, since Pashirwin, it was like connecting with an old friend, how does the cabin compare in terms of comfort features and overall value?
So big leaps forward. The cabin now features dual 12-inch panoramic curved displays, one for infotainment, one for the instrument cluster. These screens really modernize the space, the floating center as well. Also, just gives a bit of practicality in the cabin. And just our executive spec had a nice amount of niceties, 19-inch wheels, artificial leather seats, heated and ventilated, mind you, so quite nice, a nifty powered tailgate. Just all together, it's a smart look. And even at a whopping 709,000 Rand, I got a lot of mixed reactions as well, especially from consumers out there, because that price tag is screaming a lot of money, almost million rand for a Tucson. So there's that big question.
All right. Now, I mean, as you know, Pashirwin, since the inception of the motoring experience, you can tell that I'm more of a performance guy as well, right? So how did it feel on the road, you know, during your drive?
Lovely. 2-liter turbo diesel is well matched to the Tucson. You get a good amount of healthy torque and punchiness from it, enough to move with confidence and ease, paired with a lovely 8-speed slick transmission. It's never jerky, it's very smooth. I found it to be very stable, poised, especially on the open roads. And of course, noise, vibration, sounds, it's impressively low. Daily driving, I've got about 8 liters per 100 kilometers, which is very respectable for this midsize diesel SUV. And in terms of rivals, well, we've got the VW Tiguan, the 2-liter TDI. There's also the Toyota diesel Prado, which is obviously a lot more expensive. Then we've got Mazda CX-60 diesel mild hybrid. And of course, the Kia Sportage. All good and wild with those competitors. And that, I just also want to throw in some Chinese rivals like the Haval and the Chery. They might bring some diesel H6s, but for now it's just petrol. But I just thought that would be an interesting choice for consumers out there.
All right. Now, I mean, I read, you know, an article saying that Ford Motor, you know, company of Southern Africa has issued a recall for 4 different vehicles, Pashirwin. I mean, the EcoSport, the Puma, the Everest, and the Ranger. What's happening with Ford South Africa and their Ranger Buckies? You know, should consumers, you know, maybe be concerned about this?
So it's a big one. Eh? It's a big backlash, to be fair with you. And it's quite an important one, especially with the Ranger. Ford is recalling the specific 3-liter V6 powered Rangers and Everest, both between June 2022 and March 2025, the issue lies in the left side camshaft sprocket, so which could potentially fail, leading to the engine stalling and, in extreme cases, so I believe around 1,050 units across South Africa affected, including 995 in South Africa or Southern Africa. The good news is Ford will contact customers directly. All inspections and repairs will be done free of charge. So, wow. You know, owners can visit ford.co.za/owner/recalls and enter their VIN to check the status. It's semi-reassuring, but it's also a bit concerning because given these cars are new into the market, especially the Puma, the Everest, and of course the Rangers. These are just it's kind of begs the question of what is happening for, you know, what's going on.
You're really, really shocking, man. I mean, but on a lighter note, since I'm out of time, Prashirwin, tell us more about the new Chinese EV entrant, the iCar. What should South Africans, you know about this car?
iCar is pronounced it. I got a bit mixed with pronouncing. I thought it was iCar or something.
Me too. I was like, this is iCar or something like that. I don't even know how to pronounce it.
It's actually just iCar.
And car, yes.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. And so this is the latest edition from China's Chery Group. It's coming to South Africa early in 2026. All-electric brand aimed to add younger, savvy buyers out there, tech-savvy buyers out there, kind of like GWM's Aura. The iCar compact crossover is likely to lead perhaps the change. Who knows? It might follow the trend. They're planning to launch 15 dealerships in major metros before quarter one of 2026. So that should be good, but the big unknown question is how these cars will perform in a market where SUVs, EVs still face steep taxes and poor infrastructure gaps. That's a big question. And also, I mean, given how aggressively Chinese brands are growing, it could be quite an interesting spectacle to see.
Oh, all right. And as always, Prashirwin, thank you so much. But before we wrap it up, hit us with the motoring tip and a hot gem of the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Kimbash, as always, and the listeners out there. So don't just look at the sticker price. Factor in the full cost ownership of a car, warranty, length, service plan, fuel economy, and potential resale value. Those are all things that you need to know before making that big plunge in purchase, especially for that 709,000 rand. Hyundai Tucson, just make sure you do your due diligence. And let's end off with something cool, a classic, perhaps. It's Energy, featuring the late and great AKA, and featuring Gemini.
All right. Thank you so much, Prashirwin. Have yourself a fantastic weekend. Catch you again next week.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.